This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This is RNIB Connect Radio at the California State University of Northridge Assistive Technology and Disability Conference 2025. And we are joined by a familiar voice, the head of digital content at Sight and Sound, Stuart Lawler. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm very good, Dave. It's nice to see you on the West Coast of America. So great to be here.
Indeed. And just tell everyone a little bit about your role at Sight and Sound. Obviously, Sight and Sound, a major provider of assistive technology for customers across the UK and Ireland. You create content?
Yes, indeed. So I'm responsible for our digital, or some of our digital content outputs, including our podcast and webinar series. So we run a webinar once a month every Wednesday, but we also do other one-off sessions that I plan and execute with our partners. And I'm also responsible for the Sight and Sound podcast, as well as managing Sight and Sound's presence in the Republic of Ireland. Do all that stuff.
And what brings you to CSUN this year?
Well, this year, CSUN for Sight and Sound is a great chance for us to connect with our partners, the people whose products we represent, but also to look at new products and see what's happening. And because, as you know, Sight and Sound don't manufacture anything, but we spend our time that we would be spending in manufacturing choosing what we hope are the best products throughout the world for our customer base.
Let's talk about some of those products then. You and I also work together on the Braillists Foundation, and so it's no secret that we're both massively strong advocates for Braille, and there are a couple of new or soon to be new Braille products that have really piqued your interest this year.
Yeah, well, let's start maybe with one, Dave, that is low tech. No technology in this, but it's just launched a couple of weeks ago, and that's the Braille Doodle. You and I were talking about this just before we went on air, and something that's been really, people have had a lot of interest with, both from a teaching Braille to children perspective, but also seasoned Braillists using this to be creative, not just for maybe writing Braille and making Braille letters, but for drawing and just being creative. So people are using this in all sorts of ways, to draw graphs, to draw shapes, to illustrate things maybe for blind people. Somebody sighted at home who's trying to show you maybe a map or draw something out for you can do this on the Braille Doodle. Really, really simple device, and something that people have taken to.
Can you just explain, for those who haven't had hands-on with the Braille Doodle yet, how does it work?
So it has ball bearings that are pulled out by a little stylus, which is magnetic. So on one side of the Braille Doodle, you have cut out Braille cells with 6 ball bearings in each cell. So you can pull them up with the stylus and make Braille letters or Braille numbers or contractions or anything that you want to make. But on the reverse side of the Braille Doodle, there is a free-form set of ball bearings with no cells. So there aren't any squares on the reverse side, and you can draw or create any kind of shapes that you wish with the stylus.
What kind of size are we talking about here, Stuart?
I think it's a size of a large-ish laptop, so it would sit in your, if you were carrying it around with a laptop, or think of a sort of maybe slightly wider than a laptop, with your Braille cells on one side and your free form on the other.
Right, and is it quite lightweight?
Very, relatively light. You'll always hear the little ball bearings jingling as you lift it up, and sometimes you're afraid they're going to fall out, but they're well secured. And the stylus is connected to the device with a string, so it's not going to fall off. And as I said, the end of the stylus has a magnet, so you can pull up the ball bearings.
So obviously, those drawings that you make by magnetizing the ball bearings, they're temporary.
Yes.
So when you pick it up, they then disappear. Is that?
No. When you push, you can just push the ball bearings back in, and the drawing is gone. So you can just you can erase it quickly.
Okay. So it's just purely a mechanical device.
There are no electronics in it.
You don't have to charge it. Nope. There's no batteries to worry about. And it sounds like it's probably quite durable, quite rugged, would you say?
Well, so far, and we've had them since Christmas, haven't had any complaints. And it does come with a couple of stencils that you can use. So there are some shapes already that you can trace if you want to practice drawing. And of course, you can create your own as well.
Right. And are there learning resources to support using something like this?
Yeah. So there's loads of information and some learning videos on touchpadprofoundation.org. So this is a product of the Touchpad Pro Foundation, who work out of New York.
Right. Okay. Well, the Braille Doodle, available from Sight and Sound in the UK. And we look forward to learning more about that in the future. What else is grabbing your attention? Because I know you are, like me, very keen to discover emerging Braille technology.
Yeah, and some, given that I have yet to walk around the exhibition hall, but what I have been looking at and talking to in the last few weeks is the people from New Haptics, who are a startup out of the University of Michigan, and they're developing a four-line Braille display that they had. I think you saw it last year, Dave. I have yet to see it, but they have made some refinements to the technology, so we're going to look at that this year. And they're hoping to have this available later in the year as a device that will connect to your, certainly, Windows machine, and I don't know about anything else at the moment.
So this New Haptics Braille display, a four-line Braille display, it uses compressed air, I understand, to raise the dots, is that right?
That's right, and it has a pump that you plug in. So I know last year it was not designed to be portable, so you would use this, I suppose, connected to a workstation at your desk, and it would have to be powered, as you said, for the air to raise and lower the Braille cells. I'm not sure this year if they have managed. I think they have managed to make some changes so that they're still using air, but you may be a little more portable with the device than was the case last year.
Okay, well, that's going to be one to look at, and I'm sure there'll be lots of other Braille devices once the exhibition opens.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to, you know, seeing what's new, but also catching up with our friends in the industry already to see what plans they have for the future. So it's an exciting time, I think, for anybody who's interested in not just Braille, but the broader tech in the assistive industry.
Excellent. Well, Stuart Lawler from Sight and Sound, appreciate you just giving a little bit of a taste of the things that you are looking forward to working on this week at CSUN 2025. Do you want to just give us your website address so people can find out a little bit more about you and Sight and Sound?
Yeah, absolutely. People can visit us on the web at sightandsound.co.uk, or you can call us on 01604 798 070.
Are you happy for people to contact you directly? Yeah, you on social media?
Or? Absolutely. I'm, what am I now? I'm on X at Stuart Lawler and Stuart.Lawler, Lawler with an E, at sightandsoundtechnology.ie or sightandsound.co.uk.
Stuart Lawler, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Dave.